Guess who is back? Me! Hi guys, you're welcome to another exciting episode of the Lima's Talk Show. I am back! Aww. And I'm so happy and hyped to be here again. How are you doing? I hope you have been fine. I hope life has been treating you all well. I also hope that this episode is meeting you in good conditions. This episode is going to be about me telling you. Hey guys, how are you doing? You're welcome to another exciting episode of the Lima's Talk Show. My name is Salahuddin Almat Sadia and I am your host. If you are a new listener, thank you for joining me. I love you so much. Thank you for stopping by my pod. And if you are a returning listener, thank you so much for joining me as well. I love you all so much. Okay guys, so on this episode, I am going to be talking about this topic that I feel like a lot of clarification needs to be done about, right? So I saw this post somewhere that talks about how you should not mix humility with your self-esteem, and like how you should not humble yourself into low self-esteem, which hits because I feel like a lot of us really do mix this up. Like some people feel like when they look down on themselves, they're actually like being humble. So I am going to be, you know, clarifying so much about today. Here, you have to stay tuned, you have to listen attentively because I'll be asking you questions at the end of this episode, and anybody that misses any question, you're gonna see what? Finish it up. I'll be back shortly. The Lima Talk Show is the podcast made with love for you and you on. Amazing listeners. So now I'm going to be talking about this topic properly. I'm going to be telling you and explaining broadly the thin line between humility and low self-esteem, because there is actually a very thin line that separates these two that a lot of us tend not to understand. And I'm going to try my best to explain this as much as possible. Okay, so let's get started. So to my own understanding, I feel like humility is a trait of yours that makes you think that you are great. Now, let me explain that part very well. Self-awareness is a very big thing about humility. Humility is when you are self-aware of how great you are. You are aware, you carry so much and you know. And yet, you do not look down on people around you. You see other people great as well. When you know you are great, and you think other people are great as well. Do you understand? It's the opposite is pride. Pride is when you are great, and you think you are the only one that is great. No one is great. So humility is when you are great, and you feel like other people are great as well. You understand that other people have greatness in them. I am great, you are great. Pride is, I am great, no one is great. Is that clear? Now let's move to low self-esteem. Low self-esteem is when you carry so much of greatness and you are absent-minded about this greatness that you have in you, because you keep denying yourself of the reality of your greatness. That is low self-esteem. When you self-sabotage yourself, you are like, it is not possible. I cannot be this talented. A lot of people have misunderstood pride with being confident. Some people, when you talk highly of yourself, because you know what you carry, because you are sure of how much you are good at something, and you tend to say how much of good you are, they see you as a proud person. Because why would you speak highly of yourself? Some people believe that when you are good at something, you should not be the one to talk about it. Let other people talk about it for you. Please, how? Like, how should that be possible? This is a very wrong belief. Some people believe that when you can do something very well, let other people speak for you and not you speaking for yourself that I am good. When you just say, I am good like this, I can do this thing, you are automatically a proud or an arrogant person. You can be proud of what you do. You can be proud positively. Do you get? You can be very good at something and speak about it and let people know that this thing, no. If you talk about this thing, yes, I may not be good at that thing, but when you talk about this thing, I can do it successfully. I'm very effective at carrying these things out. That is not pride. That is conviction. That is self-awareness. That is self-appreciation. And the thing is, we cannot actually blame this set of people because that is how they have been trained to be. That is how they have grown. That is what the society has projected onto them. I actually did used to be like this. even till now sometimes, but I'm a lot better to how I used to be. Because before, when I see someone, you know, praising themselves or, you know, talking highly of themselves, and they are so confident about it, I'm like, this person, what more proud girl? That's not pride. That's confidence. That's belief. That's self-belief. That's self-validation. I can do this thing. And I'm not saying you should fake it, though. I'm not saying you should say things that you cannot do. I'm not saying you should lie about what you cannot do. If I cannot speak highly of myself, who should I expect to speak highly of me? Do you understand? So if you cannot speak highly of yourself, you cannot employ another person to speak highly of you, because they cannot keep, if the person does it for you the first time, they cannot keep doing it for you. You have to learn to feel good, to speak of yourself. So people like this, if they just start speaking highly of themselves like this, they feel like, the world will rumble. The world is going to come down. Because why? They just said something good about themselves. And I also want to give this example because it's a bit relatable. You know how you dress up and are looking so gorgeous, and you know how much of effort you have put into looking this well, this nice, and people or someone particularly comes to you and says, you look good, I love your dress, I love this, I love that, I love how you assembled everything together. You can actually give this response as, thank you very much, I love my dress as well. That is not pride, that is the truth, because you actually do. Not one person coming to you and saying, I like your dress so much, it suits you, it suits your shape and your stature. And you're like, hey, are you serious? I did not know. And you know, you are aware. But because you want to be blind to the reality of how beautiful you look for that day, you just decide to wash that comment off. You want to wash it down. You want to tone down. Don't let it be like as if I know that I am beautiful. Please, my dear, you are beautiful. You are a speck. Be aware of it. I'm not now saying when you know you're beautiful, you now start looking at other people as ugly. No, that is where pride or arrogance comes into play. If I'm beautiful, you as well, you are beautiful. And that's okay. That's very, very cool. That's humility. Humility is not low self-esteem. Low self-esteem is not humility. You can be confident and be humble. Humility does not mean automatically you should not be able to speak highly of yourself. Humility is not that. Humility is knowing that I am great. You as well are great. So guys, with these few points of mine, I think I've been able to convince you, and not to confuse you, that low self-esteem is not humility and humility is not low self-esteem. Thank you very much for listening. I love you all so, so much. Till some other time on the Lima's Talk Show. Bye, and have a nice time over there. Ali, 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 Ali. Ali Alima, Ali Alima, Ali Alima.